My name is Augusta Buren, and I would like to talk about the children that were born after 71. I have one in my family, and I don't see why they can't be included with the rest of the other shareholders. I am very much disappointed about that. And also about subsistence, which is our seal harvest. We actually live on our seal meat, like the Eskimos are against their whaling. We actually, like I said, like you live on your cattle and your poultry, as for us Aleuts, we live on the seal meat. We have it in many ways, eaten it. We have it in stew, soup, even have it salted, which is very delicious if you happen to try it or not. That's our main profit here on the island, too. We make money out of our seal harvest. We have been for so many years. Like I said, the Eskimos are really against. They want to have their whaling go forward. And us Aleuts here on St. Paul and St. George would love very much to have it continue with our seal harvesting. It would be a big disappointment. Like I said, we actually live off the seal and the birds of the island during the winter and, of course, the summer. So I wish there was something done about the ages after 71 for our children to be shareholders also. And my main thing is to have the seal harvest continued. We actually need that, even though the boat harbor may do us some good in the future. If not, well, I would love very much to have the seal harvest continued. That's all I have to say. Oh, and of course, I should include this too. My late husband, Ilidor Merkuliev, was the head leader here on the island, and his friend, Trinity Fulmanov, which are departed now. I believe they did so much, and I'm glad my nephew, Larry Merkuliev, like, in other words, went for it after his godfather departed this earth to continue and try to help us people here of St. Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Sure.
Yes, I'd like to repeat my name again. My name is Olga Merkuliev, resident of St. Paul. Would like to thank my people for speaking up on behalf of our island, and I hope that you respect that we do want recognition for our people on the islands of St. Paul, and that we are hurting in many ways for years, like Father Michael mentioned, Larry Merkuliev mentioned, and we are not begging, we are asking for respect for our lands, our people. And I can remember when my dad, well, he's been gone for a few years, but like, I'm sure he would want me to say for our people that we want to be recognized as people of this island. We came up from years ago, and all of us sitting here right now would like to say, don't take it away from us. Leave it to us. Don't use us. Just recognize what we have. We don't go into your lands and say, hey, you know, we're going to take this, we're going to take that. Our people are sitting here with all due respect to say, please listen to us in all due respect. And how would you like it if we came to your area and, you know, say, I'm going to take your cattle, I'm going to take this and that. That would hurt, but who would say anything about it? Listen to us as we are equal here, as you are equal there. Respect us for what we have. We have what little we have. We go by little of what we are given. In return, we try to pay back of what little they give us. So that's all I'd like to say. Thank you.
Thank you again. Thank you. Sure.
My name is Tina Long, and I'm enrolled in the Doyon Corporation and Bano Yulkon Corporation out of Rampart, and I'm working and living here on St. Paul. But I just felt like I should just put my two cents in. ANCSA seems, you know, to me, when I look at ANCSA and think about it, I think about the politics that have really become involved and how that the politics between the families and between the corporations and with the individual leaders involved have created a lot of mistrust for the shareholders in the corporations individually. I'm speaking as an individual and not as anything else. But it just seems like we don't know really what a lot of our leaders are doing, you know, on the ground level, if we're not involved in the corporations. And from the corporate level, it's difficult to get the shareholders involved because of the complexity of the issues. And so it's like, on one hand, the shareholders mistrust the corporations, and on the other hand, it's difficult for the corporations themselves to explain all these things and to get that understanding, just like shares of stock or any of those things. And right here, you know, I know that we're working on ways to get the shareholders involved, but trying to make something exciting and interesting out of stacks and stacks of paper is not that easy. So that's the first thing that I wanted to bring up. Second thing was that in the corporation that I belong to, Doyon, you know, we have a lot of land, and the land has created a lot of problems for the shareholders involved, because it's kind of like the old split, divide, and conquer kind of syndrome, where people selected individual parcels of land, 160 acres, and families selected over families, while in the years before, for centuries, you know, they traveled as groups of people, you know, family groups, and all of a sudden you have sister against sister or brother against sister, you know, saying this is my land, when they all grew up and they all shared that land. But everybody wants a piece of the rock, you know, and everybody wants their 160 acres or their land. So that's another complex issue, in that while people want land, or the people that were given land were included maybe in the native allotment or something, there's a lot of problems with that. But there's also problems with people that don't have any land. Like, if I want to go build a house, I have to go through the village council and 10 different places in order for, maybe someone will say that I could build, that I could have land. I know that here on St. Paul that there isn't any land for individuals that didn't have any houses. And I know that there are some people wanting, you know, to have houses, you know, younger people that didn't have houses before, that want to have ownership to their land. And I think that's another two-edged sword, where some people have land and some people don't. Some people are shareholders and some children are not, that are natives. And so there's a lot of problems with that. The other thing that I wanted to bring up was, you know, I really feel that the direct benefits that the shareholders are receiving, the ones that they really feel like they're getting are in dividends, because they see those, and a lot of corporations aren't able or, you know, at this time to give those dividends out. Other corporations, or some corporations have scholarships and employment benefits to employees, and people have received benefits through that, and I have, you know, but I'm not the majority of shareholders. The majority of shareholders haven't received many direct benefits that they can see. Besides listening, you know, and becoming involved, they haven't received direct benefits where they can say, well, this is mine, besides this piece of paper that says I have 100 shares. And so it's real difficult to explain what the shares mean when there's nothing tangible there for them to realize. Finally, I guess what I wanted to bring up was that I believe that cultural and spiritual welfare must begin in the home. And I know that as far as the culture goes and those things, the corporations can only reinforce the values of the people. The families themselves, the elders, have to work with their own to start with. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
My name is Victor McCoyoff. I'm a shareholder, officer of the board of directors of the Tanagusa Corporation. I'm one of the few that had a privilege to do selections for the Village Corporation, land selections. The selections that we did not only encompassed lands on the islands, but also lands along the Aleutian chain, mainly on Umnak Island, Unalaska Island, and up in the Port Mueller area. These lands that were selected by the corporation, which should total up to 138,240 acres, all of that land hasn't been transferred to the corporation yet. The federal government provided and allowed the people of Alaska to select lands and provided for a deadline date. It's been somewhat about 11 years now. 7 years from now, the land can be lost based on the type of decisions that are made by the leadership. It doesn't seem fair that the people should be deprived of what they've got in terms of land ownership. It doesn't seem fair to the natives of Alaska. Many of the regions, many of the villages have not received patent or conveyance to all the lands that they're entitled to. When you talk about the deadline, again, another deadline, 1991, stock alienation. It really doesn't make sense to me. I realize that we have to work with it, but we're taking the short end of the stick. The voice of the natives has to be more strongly heard. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, would anybody else like to say anything tonight?
I just want to add one more thing. I was just thinking that when you I agree that the land, the top layer of the land should belong to one corporation, and the second should belong to another corporation, or the top should belong to people as with native or native allotments, and under the ground should belong to the government. I believe that the whole thing from the sky above till down there should belong to one entity.
Subsurface.
It's subsurface and the surface.
You say that on native allotments, the people holding the allotment should have both surface and subsurface.
For
For example, on my mom's native allotment, on one parcel, the government says, well, there might be coal there, so we'll give you this land, but if we decide that we need coal, we're going to go dig it up. You know, and it's just like, well, even if we build something on there, they could, you know, just decide that, you know, that they wanted the coal.
Let me ask you a question. You said that Native Corporation land should not be held on the basis of a divided estate. Surface and subsurface should be held by the same entity. Well, let's take it a step further. Which one? In other words, if you want to unite the title surface and subsurface in the village corporation or the regional corporation or what?
I think that the village lands that were conveyed to the villages should include the subsurface underneath them.
Okay.
Why isn't that so? Why doesn't, okay, they say you can have top rights but not the land. Why is that so?
Well, that was Congress's idea. They felt that to develop subsurface resources, minerals, oil and gas, might require a lot of capital, that village corporations probably couldn't raise that capital on their own, so maybe the region should have the subsurface and then they could raise the capital to develop those resources.
Here's the subsurface of the land, right? And whatever's underneath there, we can't have them? Government owns them?
No. They
have the top surface?
The regional corporation owns the subsurface.
Maybe that's not understood to people here. Subsurface means like, okay, explain that.
Well, I can tell you that gravel is part of the subsurface.
Okay, that's for the record, though, right?
Look, if there's oil there,
okay,
or gold, or
whatever it be, yeah,
or gravel, that subsurface belongs to the region.
To that corporation?
To the regional corporation, and timber also is subsurface, so that further complicates it. I know what you're doing, but
must I draw a picture? But like, you know, I'm speaking like saying, okay, they tell us here on the islands, like the government owns the rivers around the certain areas. If they ever saw the map, I'm not familiar with that. But like, we can't have those areas because it's government's rights, right? Okay, but say we discovered something on the Pribilofs, which would be a miracle, you know, wouldn't that be ours? Underneath.
Well, it would be yours in the sense that you're a stockholder in the Aleut Corporation, and that resource would belong to all the Aleut people of the Aleut region.
Okay, like I said, the rookeries wouldn't, you know, have, like, they would say, like, when they wanted to build a harbor, I was looking back into a pamphlet dated 1977, and it says, I don't know if you recall Colonel Matthews. I don't know if you ever heard of Colonel Matthews. His Corps of Engineer. And they had this thing in 1977. And they had a hearing or whatever you want to call it. I came across it, a booklet. And they were talking about, what was it? Anyway, it was concerning the harbor here in St. Paul. They were trying to discuss where they're going to have the harbor, and they had a little hearing like here, I don't know, this is in 77, if I'm right, it was August 77, and they were discussing where they wanted to have the harbor. They were talking about English Bay, and they were talking about Village Cove, and you know, and Colonel Matthews of Corps of Engineers says, well, we want to get the statement, not statement, but like what you call it, they want to know what the people thought of, where would be the best place to place this harbor, being that we live here all our lives, you know. I don't know if you came across that.
No.
Well, I've got a pamphlet on that, and it's in August of 1977. And I'm surprised you haven't come across that, because it was about the harbor in 1977. If you don't believe me, I'd like to show you that. And I'm sure somebody has it. But anyway, they were discussing, like a hearing here, like we're having tonight, and there was people here. In fact, my dad was alive at that time when they had it. Anyway, they were discussing where they wanted to make the harbor. The jetty, like they have it now. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised you don't have that information. You're talking about the harbor, right?
Well, not...
More or less, right? Well, overall, okay? Well, I don't know. But this is my concern,
right.
Okay? But anyway, this is what I came across. You know, just out of the blue, I came across it. And I would like to understand, or whatever you're discussing tonight, that you look into this, because our people are coming across our harbor, the seals, like they're going to close down the ceiling. They tell us all that, and then now, this should be thought of, right off. You know, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thanks. Anybody else?
Hello, my name is Nikifor Budrin. I'm originally from here, St. Paul. I have been from the St. Herman Seminary for 2 years, Theological Seminary for 2 years. And my future, hopefully 2 or 3 years from now, I will be leaving this my hometown here in St. Paul, and we'll finish into getting ordained to a deacon, and hopefully, God's willing, I'll get down to New York and get ordained to be priest by His Beatitude, Metropolitan Theodosius. And in the future, if everything goes well, and St. Paul in the future, God's willing, I might be able to serve with my people, and that was my future plans. And I sure hope everything goes well with my people, and God's willing, I sure hope everything turns out to be organized and things like that. I know that Larry Kuliev is trying his best to do his better things and what he's fighting for and things like that. And so in the future to come, if I ever get up to St. Paul in the future, 6 or 7 years from now, I hope things turn out to be I don't know how to say, but to be organized, or to be in safe place. I have been in seminary for 2 years, and that's it. And I have been a first-year student, second-year student, Kodiak, and my goal is to be a priest, and further than that, I'll be leaving. Like I said, I'll be leaving. Sometimes 3 years I'll be here for in St. Paul, helping out the people, helping out the priest, Father Michael Lesnikov, and hopefully I'll be helping out my uncle and helping out all the people as much as I can. And I sure hope everything's fine. And I want to do as much as I can. I don't say I don't know this and that, but I'm still young, really young, and trying to do as much as I can to help the people. But I'll do it my own ways. And I don't know how much to say, but I will do my best in the future. And things like that. So I have nothing much to say. So thank
you. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes, sir.
My name is Jay Gooder. I'm an honor to ask. He's a line manager, captain of the AFN. Kind of a big deal, and I was just wondering, if it's going to... People are always asking for the land, and stuff. But what I'd like to really know is, it's going to get involved in our allotment, too, If it's going to go that far, I think we better have that much anyways, at least,
Well, if you have an allotment, the allotment is safe. 1991 has nothing to do with native allotments.
All right, good.
They can't be taken over by outsiders, and they can't be taxed. So if you have a native allotment, you're okay.
Okay. Then we also got our happy hunting grounds, too, So we take care of that, and as long as they don't abuse the grounds, they've got a lot of people to take care of it, And we got a small land, it's not very much to go through, and get our thing, what we want, Whatever it is, ducks and stuff like that, But some of these things, some of those lands the government owns, the federal government. But most of this stuff, is our stuff, We go in there when it's only open, and when we go in there when it's supposed to be, there's no privacy and everything like that, So it means we can walk in and hunt in, That don't mean we're, I wish it was part of our ground, too, but we can't, But at least we got to have something, on this island. Well, we won't be riding around a four-wheel or two-wheel drive or something, We can only walk 2 miles, if you wanted to, and get your own thing. But then, we've got to have a hunting grounds, too, We make sure it's taken care of, We're always watching it all the time. Besides, it's not that big anyways. So we're all more like a... Rangers, in a way. We take care of it real good. I sure hope we have it, keep it all.
Okay. Well, anybody else? Let me thank you all for coming, and let me thank those who spoke tonight. I learned a great deal, and I'm very glad I came. I think it was a very useful discussion, and I really think it will help me in working out my own assessment of ANCSA and reaching my own conclusions. So. Thanks very much to all of you, and I guess the meeting's adjourned.
Is there going to be a transcript of the account?
Yeah, there is, and we'll send it to the village.
Will it be just one copy?
I'll I'll send it to the IRA, the village, and the city. But I'll send my report to you, because I've got your name.
Do you have my address? I'm sure you do.
St. Paul. Oh, we have to leave early in the morning. Yeah. Thank you.